Mr. Kusher, and if you didn't already know, I work for CentralPort, a podcast company. This podcast is dedicated to offering you the best interviews from workers. Today, my listeners, we have a special guest here with us, President Roosevelt.
Hello, how are you today, Mr. Kusher?
All is well. And you, Mr. President?
I am great. And please, you could call me Franklin.
Okay, then. I know this is a hard topic to discuss. You had your hands full during the war, and I would like to ask you some questions about it.
Why, surely.
Today, we just have a few questions for you. Ready?
Ready as can be.
Here we go. The first question I have for you today is, during the war, were you afraid of losing the war and the country itself?
Mr. Kusher, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Fear is only an unpleasant emotion that is caused by negativity. Though if you learn to be positive through awful times, fear will only fear yourself. You should overcome your fear by showing your fears who you are. In this case, my fear was losing the country to the Nazis. I had several challenges during my time as President of the United States. I struggled to restore an economy shattered by the Great Depression. I also struggled to give the Jews rights. It was really hard to overcome this, but I somehow managed to do it, and I felt really good afterwards.
Okay, now we are in the halfway mark of our time here. My next question for you is, why did the U.S. hold off on attacking Hitler immediately?
Hitler was the leader of Germany and was not that easy to just kill. The U.S. did not want to start a Second World War by killing their leader. It was too hard to go in and invade Hitler because he was such a strong leader. Other people in the world think that Hitler was an excellent leader and he did nothing wrong. Eventually, Hitler declared war on the U.S., and we had a chance to kill Hitler. Hitler was a strong military leader that did many wrong things and should have been killed earlier.
Okay then, as a result of all that you've experienced both during and since the Holocaust and knowledge about this world, are you optimistic about the future?
Yes, we cannot always build a future for our youth, but we can always build our youth for the future. I am hopeful that future generations will learn from the past and apply it to the future. This was a very brutal war that I hope does not happen again. I am very hopeful that the future will bring world peace. I am also hopeful that the war does not repeat itself again.
Okay, my final question for you is, what was one major achievement you had during your presidency?
Winning the war was my biggest accomplishment. I thought that this war was going to be a struggle for the U.S. I overcame what I thought was not possible and persevered. I made sure that we were ready for this war and hoped for a good result. I made sure that I did as much as I could to prepare the U.S. for this tragedy. Thankfully, through the troops' hard work and dedication to this country, we won the war.
This ends our time here today. Thank you, President Roosevelt, for your time and answers. We are so grateful to have you here with us.
My pleasure, Mr. Kusher. The time of the Holocaust is very hard for me and for the United States. I look forward to what the future brings. Remember, when you come to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hang on.